You're with SBS Radio.
Kasama natin ngayong umaga ang The Voice Teens Philippines 2017 na kasama siya hanggang sa Battle Rounds. Sophie Dolisay. Good morning, Sophie.
Good morning po, Ate Annalyn.
Ate talaga.
Yes!
Sige, pagbibigyan kita dyan. Sophie, before we go on to your competition with The Voice Teens Philippines,
opo,
paano ka nagsimula in singing?
Well, when I was younger, around 7 years old, I was already mahilig sa mga ano children's music TV shows. But 4 years ago, that's when I started having professional voice lessons. Mm-hmm. And when I started, around 15, my vocal coach saw the potential in me to be able to compete and perform in different places. So from then, I was able to thankfully win a lot of those comps and really perform well in different places locally and around Sydney. Mm.
Saan ang una mong performance?
Unang kong performance sa ano po, Canterbury Bulldogs. It was my very first competition. That's my main first performance ever. Yeah. Mm.
And it keeps on coming and coming.
Yeah, it does. A lot of gigs here and there, and I'm so thankful for them. Yeah.
And right now you're studying?
I'm studying architecture.
Wow. Magaling kumanta, matalino.
Thank you po.
Now we go to your major competition, The Voice Teens Philippines.
Yes.
Paano ka na-encourage or who encouraged you to join The Voice Teens Philippines?
Well, we saw an ad about it on Facebook. My mom did. And from then, she really encouraged me to give it a try because I have been auditioning for The X Factor. I've been auditioning for X Factor like a few years ago before The Voice Teens, but I don't really get in. So we just wanted to give it a go because it's in the Philippines and why not? So thank God we were able to have this experience in the Philippines.
Tell us, bring us back to that day when you did your audition. What song did you sing?
For the audition, I sung Roar by Katy Perry. Yeah. And yeah, it was a really good experience because I got to see what it was like behind the scenes. It's very busy there. A lot of people running around, working and on the computers. And a lot of contestants, we were stressed because there's a lot of pressure on us. Mm. It's on TV and you only have one chance to like prove yourself.
And it's 2 minutes or 3 minutes?
My song, it goes for 2 minutes. 2 minutes, yeah.
Wow, and you roared.
Yeah.
You roared away to the stage. Aww. Sabi nga.
Thank you.
And you were with coach?
I chose Coach Sharon.
Why?
The reason why I chose Coach Sharon, not only is she an amazing artist, but because that time I knew more history about her compared to Miss Leia Salonga. So, yeah, that's why I chose her. A lot of people were saying I should have chose Leia.
Yes, because she turned around first,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, and she gave me a standing ovation. And I only realized that when I watched the video back home. But I'm still thankful because Sharon is a good coach. She's very nice, very humble. Yeah.
Pumasok ka na. Kasama ka sa... How many are the contestants? 100?
Maybe 1,000.
Wow.
Yeah. But the process of actually auditioning on TV, you have to send, because I'm in Australia, right? And I have to send videos of my singing performances,
yeah,
in order for them to accept me.
Mm-mm.
So we sent maybe around like 5, 6, 7 videos, different categories, some OPM, ballads, fast songs, the popular songs now.
Yeah.
And out of those songs, they asked me to sing Roar.
Yes.
So their main theme was to have the popular songs that are heard nowadays, yeah.
And you were able to reach up to the Battle Rounds.
Battle Rounds, but, yeah.
What was your song?
They chose Got to Believe in Magic.
Wow, it's very sweet.
Yes, very sweet.
I think it suits your voice.
Oh, thank you very much. It's very hard because it's a male song.
Yeah.
And so I had to really adjust and practice and see if I was capable. But yeah, I got through it. So.
Sino ang mahilig kumanta sa family?
I must say my brother. He's so passionate. Actually, more passionate than me. But between my parents, mostly my mom. I think in her side of the family, because they love karaoke.
Yeah. Most Filipinos do.
Yeah, and in the place where they live in Philippines, Puerto Galera, every night they would be singing. They would be...
Partying,
being a part of some singing competitions. Just the small ones around their area, yeah.
Looking back at your experience from The Voice Teens,
yeah.
Do you see yourself joining... competition here in Australia in television?
Yeah, I'm thinking of actually joining The Voice Australia next year. But the thing that I'm scared about is my studies being pushed back. Because when I joined The Voice Teens, I had to defer one semester, which I don't regret, but I'm kind of sad because I would be in my second year now.
Dapat.
Oh, but it's okay because...
you got experience?
Yeah, I got the experience, yeah.
If you are to choose studies or music?
Right now, studies. Studies, yeah. Main priority. Yeah.
You're going to be an architect in the future.
Yes. In Jesus' name, I claim it.
You mentioned you've been joining competitions here in Sydney, here and there. But did you win any of the competitions?
Yes. I've won seven competitions. I've won Canterbury Bulldogs, Burwood RSL, Mounties, Petersham, Five Dock, yes. Marconi, Paravision.
You've been to places. You don't need any more big competitions. You can just ask a recording company to do a recording for you.
I don't know. We'll see.
And you sing English and Filipino songs.
Yes, but...
Why do you think is it important for you to still sing Filipino songs?
Because that's pretty much my main background. That's my roots. Because my parents are Filipino and they were born in the Philippines. And ever since we were younger, they always spoke Tagalog at home. And so it would be easy for my brother and I to sing in Tagalog because of that.
Yes.
But not only that, because we're Filipino and we feel proud to be able to sing Tagalog songs. Yeah.
Do your friends say that you're a Filipino, you must be a good singer? Because laging sinasabi na pag Pilipino ka, magaling ka kumanta. Do your friends say that?
All the time. When I meet someone, actually, they always ask, what's my nationality? They'd be like, oh, so...
You're a good singer.
You're a good singer or a good dancer or anything musically oriented in your life. And I'm like, yeah, yeah. You're right.
Very proud.
Very proud, yes.
Sophie also sing for the Liverpool and Parramatta Council.
Yes, I do. But
for the past 2 years?
Yes.
What do you do? Like, where do you sing for them?
For the Liverpool Council, I'm the official singer for the civic ceremonies and events. Mostly they asked me to sing the national anthem.
Yeah.
Mostly one verse of it. This is for like the citizenship ceremonies. And when they have like different events, they ask me to sing a couple of different fast songs other than the national anthem. For Parramatta Council, it's mostly on, I sing like, for the, also their events as well, I sing fast songs, different songs, not just the national anthem. Yeah.
Wow, very busy. And speaking of busy, you're also busy with some gigs coming up.
Yes, I have gigs coming up. They're at, just to name a few, Ingleburn RSL Club on the 31st of May. I have one at Hurstville Central Bankstown RSL Club, and a few more other shows. But for more information, please contact my mom, Grace, at 0413-562-667.
And you're gonna be kasama ka sa concert ni Morissette at Darren in July?
Yes, but it will be on the 27th of July, Friday. It's called Millennial Voices at Club Marconi. Please contact, for more information, please contact Cheers Entertainment at 0414-954-787.
Wow, very, very busy. Paano mo hinahati ang oras mo with your studies and all these gigs and upcoming concerts?
How I do it is I try to make sure that I finish my projects way earlier. Like as soon as I get information on the next project, I try to accomplish it like as early as possible because I know that I've got a lot of things ahead and I can't do things last minute or else I'll be clashing. My schedule will be so clashed. And but most of all, other than that, above all of that, I pray for God's strength to be with me and to guide me so that I will be inspired and more strengthened and encouraged to go through my daily schedule.
And with the help of Mom.
Of course, yes. My manager, my mom, yeah, she's always there to support me everywhere I go. So thankful for her, yeah.
And you have a concert in September?
Yes, but you'll be hearing more information about that later on. You can contact my mom again, 0413-562-667.
Yeah. And you can come back for that.
Yes, of course. Anytime.
5 to 10 years from now, where can we see Sophie Dalisay?
Where can I see Sophie? Hopefully,
A singing architect?
A singing architect. Someone who has the degree of architecture. Someone who's done architecture, like the masters of architecture. Yeah. Because as I said, my priority is really it's my studies. The singing part for now is a side thing.
Yeah.
Where I can compete, I can do some gigs here and there, but my main focus are my studies right now.
Mm. Is there anyone from your family who's an architect?
My dad, he studied architecture in the Philippines. But when he moved to Australia, he didn't continue practicing architecture because apparently you have to restart again.
You have to study again. Yeah,
the whole
course. So you got the inspiration to be an architect from your dad.
Yes, I did.
For our listeners, as young as you are, how important it is for you to pursue your career and still sing?
It's very important to really focus on your career and still sing. The reason why is because you have something to fall back on. So, for example, if you got studies, right? But then you don't end up, you kind of get tired from your studies because nowadays teenagers can get discouraged.
Yeah.
But you have a career that you can also fall back on. You have something that you can be like, oh yeah, wait, it's okay. It's all right. If I don't finish my studies, I've got something to do. So that
they've got an option.
Yeah, they've got options and they're not, their days aren't just, you know, sitting down on the computer playing games. They have something to do. Yeah. Mm.
Advice to teenagers like you in pursuing careers or passion?
Okay, my advice is for the young listeners, don't ever give up on your dreams because let me tell you, nothing is impossible. I've gone through it. I've been discouraged even when I was younger, but God has proven to me that all things are possible through Him. You are capable because you are young. So start now and never give up.
Very well said. Thank you very much, Sophie Dalisay.
Thank you. Thank you, Ate.
And syempre, kakanta ka para sa amin.
Of course.
Yes. Kung minsan ang pangarap habang buhay ito hinahanap, bakit nga ba nakapagtataka?
ito ay nakamtan mo na. Bakit may kulang pa? Mga bituin aking narating, ngunit langit ko pa rin ang iyong piling. Kapag tayong dalawa'y naging isa, kahit na ilang laksang bituin, di kayang pantayan ating ningning. Balutin mo ako ng hiwaga ng iyong pagmamahal. Hayaang matakpan ang kitang na di magtatagal. Mabuti pa kaya'y maging bituing walang ningning. Walang paglaho mang pagtingin, itago mo ako sa lilim ng iyong pagmamahal. Limutin ang mapaglaro kitang ng tagumpay. Sa piling mo ngayon, ako'y bituing walang ningning. Sa liwanag ng ating pag-ibig.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.